Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you've joined us today. And this is a special day, great day. We've got Dr. John Townsend in the studio. Hey, John.
Hey, Steve.
And Dr. Alice Benton. I'm surrounded by doctors. So here we are. If you want to join us, well, it's risky, but here we are. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. It is rare that I'm in the studio right here in Lake Forest, and you're here, John, you, Alice, and let's talk about what you've been up to, John. You've got, you've got the Townsend Leadership Program, mm-hmm. and you've got the Townsend Institute. Is that the same thing? Is it different? What is it?
The word Townsend's, kind of the commonality. The
By the way, your sister was with us in Fairfax.
She told me. Well, she sent me this shot of you guys in Virginia together, and I freaked out.
She's great.
Yeah.
I mean, really, not just that she was there, but just the conversations we had. But anyway, didn't Susan want to interrupt you talking about you, but
she loves what you guys do.
She was really a wonderful person. But well, tell us about the Townsend Institute and the leadership program.
Here's the 30-second.
All right.
The Institute is for people who would like a graduate online academic degree.
Okay.
The leadership program is for people who don't want a degree, but they do want professional development in a program. The Institute's a fully accredited graduate online program, all totally online.
Yeah.
You can get a master's or a credential in three areas, master's in counseling, or an executive coaching consulting, or an organizational leadership. It's based on the latest neuroscience, performance research, the Bible, and my own experience.
Okay, stop right there. So this is from Concordia University,
Irvine, California.
Okay, so we're not like talking about you get a certificate. This is a degree.
No, it's not in Bob Shack in Alaska.
No, that's right. No.
Fully accredited.
This is fully.
Went through all the hoops.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, university-based.
Unlike some of the stuff I do. This is real.
But Steve is a fellow and speaks for our institute, and our students love him.
Okay.
Now, Townsend Leadership Program is not academic. It's a team-based professional leadership program of development with groups all over the country led by directors that I've trained. And you learn the two essential parts of any kind of leadership. One is the task part, organizational structure, vision, strategy, nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
But you also learn the people skills, emotional intelligence, how to read people, how to align with people, motivate and inspire people. So that's the difference between the Institute and the program. And they're both on the same website. Just go on to Dr. Townsend, you can find out about both.
So the bottom line is, if you're interested in leadership and you love some of the stuff that John has done, you don't have to be going for a degree. You mm-hmm. go online. Or if you fully want to go in a different direction maybe than you are, if you're in school or you want to add on, it's a fully accredited graduate degree. Mm-hmm. Give them the place to go one more time.
Dr. Townsend, like Dr. Dr. Townsend.com. It's all there.
Dr. Townsend.com.
And you are one of their favorite speakers, Steve.
Well,
I just love you.
I love getting to be with them, and they're eager. Everybody's that's really kind of one of the things. If you want to have something in common with the other folks, it's eager to learn and develop and to be the best at what you do.
You're reported to be the most vulnerable speaker too. You open up about the struggles and the losses, and people really identify.
Well,
what are you
going to do? Not surprising.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do if you
lie
through what I've been through? All right. So here's what we want you to do. DrTownsend.com for that. But right now, you can get a little advice from Dr. Townsend and from Dr. Alice Benton at 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for 3 hours. So, maybe you can't get through right now, but keep trying. 1-800-229-3000. We are so glad that you're here today. You could be in the worst place ever, but you could be free and we're going to help you achieve that, experience that freedom, no matter what the circumstance or the situation. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this for New Life Live.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back, and we are grateful. Dr. John Townsend here, Dr. Alice Benton, 2 of your favorites. That's the truth. And you can join us 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to the phones, because that's why we are here. Let's go to James on line 2. James, you're on. How you doing? Welcome to New Life Live. I think you listen on WABA. We can hear you. Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so let me just tell you my situation that I'm confused about. I got married July 8th, last July. It's only been a year, so I know it's crazy. About 2 years before I got married, while I was in college, while I was dating my wife, we dated for about 7 years before getting married. There was a couple cases where there was a look of impropriety with me and 2 other girls in particular, 2 separate times, where, one of them was in one of my projects at school, and so I talked to them a decent amount, but we didn't even get past the superficial, And really, same with the other girl, who I only knew for 2 days because it was on this rafting trip.
Actually, I don't know what a look of impropriety is, honestly. I know what I think it is, but what is it really?
One of them is obvious with the girl for the rafting trip thing. I took a walk with her in the dark for to go charge my phone at one location. And you think, why does my wife know this? Well, because I would be extremely open and honest on everything, and she would ask me about a lot of things, in our relationship. And
so you guys were dating, is that right? You were dating.
Yes, we were dating.
And then you went on a rafting trip. Your wife was not on the trip, or she was?
She was not.
Okay. And so you came back and said, well, the only thing happened was I went for a walk in the dark. And you're saying nothing happened or something happened in the dark?
Nothing.
Nothing
happened.
Okay.
Nothing happened with any of the girls.
All right.
If anything was bad, it'd be in my head.
Okay. So how does your wife feel about that now? What's going on?
Okay. So she is very unforgiving, very insecure about this all the way to now. And this was a recurring issue in our relationship, even before we got married, is she would go through periods of really having no trust for me.
Yeah. And are you aware of anything in her past that would lead her to be so radically suspicious?
Not necessarily with you, but Steve said, in her past.
Yeah. From growing up previous relationship, anything there?
Yes. Her parents are divorced. Her dad has been divorced twice, and her mom 3 times. She's done the divorcing with the mom. I think it probably is rooted somewhere in that. Her dad was kind of harsh to her mom, divorced her, got divorced when my wife was 7. Hmm. And so I think there might be some leftover scars with that.
So what's the question for us?
Okay. I'm not living with my wife right now. Okay. About the end week of April, I went back to my parents' house, about 15 minutes away from our house. to stay there because I thought maybe I could do some, I don't know, try to get her to go to counseling, couples counseling. I've been doing counseling since actually like 6-7 months before we got married. Mm-hmm. And she was too for a while and stopped soon after getting married because she felt like she was good. She was all done. But I kept going. You know, I've had other issues in the past, you know, that have been good for me to deal with. You know, like I had a porn thing at once, you know, so it's good to continue my counseling. I thought it was a good idea. But she thought she was good. And so she hasn't been doing it, and she's been resistant to doing any couples counseling or anything. We have done couples counseling, and it just, she didn't consider it beneficial, so we're just not doing that. And it was terrible for the past.
So what's the question for us then? You're not living together now.
I want to know really what your advice is on, you know, I hear from some people that I need to go back and love my wife. I need to go back and be with her, but she wants to get a divorce. She does not want reconciliation. And she told me that she doesn't want anything like that. Like, I just talked to her about this. She brought up divorce first several times, you know, and this kind of arguing about divorce, talking about it, not really having a relationship, and almost as if we were roommates.
Well, you know what, James? James, let me just clarify with you.
Yeah.
Are you saying to me that you think her wanting a divorce is more about you going to charge your phone in the dark on a rafting trip before you were married, that is a bigger issue than you having a porn problem or you being anything in any way in your relationship since you got married? You're saying that, I mean, that's where you started. Those are bigger issues pre-marriage?
Yeah, I know.
Is that right?
Those are kind of... well, I didn't have an issue with porn while we were married. We dealt with that beforehand.
Oh, okay.
But
why does she want a divorce?
Yeah, that should be... Man, she tells me it's because she does not have... She does not trust me, you know? And you know, she hasn't trusted me for a while, apparently. And we've had deteriorating conditions ever since a month after getting married.
Well, hold on. Let's start with you, John. We got to get you some help here. What are you thinking, John?
Okay.
And then you, Alice.
James, I'm going to make an assumption here that everything you're saying is 100% true, not just your feelings or subjective or whatever, and that with objective people around us, if I had all of you guys best friends, that they would say, James has been a trustworthy husband. Not perfect, but he hasn't been deceptive sexually or emotionally or financially or anything. I'm going to make that assumption for purposes of helping you.
Is that right? Good? Are you good with that? Is that right, James? The guys around you would verify.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, right. So?
Then, since she has refused marital counseling, if she's using the divorce word, she has an intent. We hear that there's intent. And since it's based on something you say is totally not true, but you love her, you guys are going – well, that's not a you guys because there's no you guys right now. Your best shot is to make an appeal to her of going over basically the realities of divorce – of if you go this route, and you can choose, I can't choose for you, it's going to be soul-wrenching, costly, hurt you, hurt me, it's going to be awful and expensive and messy, versus could you do 10 sessions with a last-minute Hail Mary, you know, last-minute quarterback pass, really good marital counselor, just before you do something that's going to devastate us individually for years. This is your best shot as an appeal to her self-interests as well as her desires not to ruin her life, and asking for 10 sessions is not a lot. And if she says no, I'd go to 5, and I'd do what Abraham did with God, and I'd go to 3, and I'd go to 1. There is no way that your chances are really good about her changing, healing, seeing you as a good person, forgiving, reconciling, whatever, without a third person in that room.
Well, and there's something else, James. I mean, we've got our marriage intensive coming to
D.C.
in July. And I cannot tell you
that could be
how many people I've suggested that were exactly where you are. And I say, okay, well, if you're going to divorce him, then you ought to do this before you divorce. So you can say, I did everything I possibly could. And they're still together
100%.
Today. Alice, you have a thought about this?
James, what I have to say might be difficult to hear, and I'm going to tell you this out of love and concern for your marriage. Whether or not you've been trustworthy in your behavior, I don't know that you've been trustworthy with your wife's heart. The way I've heard you speaking to us minimizes what you have done and the way it may have re-injured those old wounds that were not your fault that she got from the decisions her parents made. But for you to say, oh, there's this porn thing before we got married, but there's a porn thing. I love that you admit it, that you bring it to our attention. But I hear you minimizing the unintentional effect that your actions have had on your wife. And I don't know that you have heard her out and tried to be empathic with her without defending yourself and justifying and minimizing what you have done and how it has re-injured her heart and soul. So in addition to John's advice to you, I would ask you to prayerfully consider if what I say has any accuracy at all and go back to her to say, I think I have minimized the hurt that I have caused you and that I didn't even know how much my old behavior could be affecting you and how trustworthy I am of your heart.
That's a great point.
Yeah. What do you think, James?
Yeah, thank you. That is a good point. And I'm glad you picked that up. I'm trying not to sound like I'm minimizing my own issues. You know, I know that
James, I'm gonna step in because even just saying that, I believe it does minimize what your wife is experiencing.
You're right.
So James, yeah, to equip you with a different way of listening would be to go to her and say, I have minimized your hurt. I want to hear how what I have done has hurt you. My pornography use before our marriage, the way I walked in the dark with that woman and you didn't know what I was doing or what I was thinking. I hurt you by what I did. Would you please tell me how it affected you? But James, it only works if you will sit and listen without explaining or defending what you did. Even though you're innocent, it still has hurt your wife.
Yeah, James, I call it the no-edit conversation, where you really have to put a gag on your mouth and not say, well, you got it wrong there, you're overreacting, here's what really happened. You do not edit at all. Alice is right. And you say, whether I agree or not is irrelevant. She might just need to be heard, and I think she's totally right about this.
Well, and nothing that we're saying, James, is minimizing the fact that, you know, she may be totally overreacting, that this may have nothing to do with you in its core, you know, from this father, two divorces, all this stuff. Not minimizing that. But this is the hand that you're dealt. Mm. And this is, I think, really the best path for you, not the path you've been on. Alice is saying, hey, it's not working, whatever you're doing, so let's take a different path. But I would be saying to her, please, just do this one thing. And I wouldn't be, and if she would come to the intensive, I wouldn't be having a lot of other conversations about anything until then, because you just don't want to alienate her and then she doesn't go. But that's the best hope. It's July the 20th, and we'll talk to you off the air. If finances are a problem, we've got scholarships that are available all the time. So I'm really glad that you called. And let me send you a copy of How We Love, and maybe that'll give you some insight there. But I'm really glad you called. There are guys that are married to folks that, you know, she's responding and reacting to somebody else's head on his shoulders. We're not denying that. But if that's the case, you still have to connect with the heart, like you're saying. All right, let's go. And let's talk with, how about Gigi from Windsor, California, listens on KFAX. I believe she's on line 4. Gigi, how you doing?
Oh, what an honor. Was not expecting it to happen this fast. And it's especially honoring for me because I'm a student of Dr. Townsend. And I have to say that I'm ashamed to say that I slept through the class last night and I forgot to show up. So sorry,
Dr. Gigi, you know, I know this. John weeps over every person that sleeps through. So I know this.
Actually, Gigi, when I'm there, most people do sleep through anyway. Yeah, so it just doesn't matter.
In fact, John told me he was wanting to sleep. No. But anyway, glad you called. How super is that? So how could we help you? What's going on?
I'm making it up by showing up today. So my question is, I'd like to send my dad an email, maybe after Father's Day, about how to ask him to not take business calls during our time together. I've already asked him this, and he refused, and he insulted me for that. But I'm just wondering, how can I set this boundary without cutting him off, which is my temptation? Because it's difficult.
How old are you, Gigi?
I'm 31.
And do you live separate from your parents?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, music's starting, so we're going to have to wait till we get back from this break. I'm really glad that you called. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. We've got a 100-day devotional. It's 100 days of prayer. You know, if I could do anything for 100 days in a row, it would radically change everything. But this is a great tool to get you just into a prayer life that maybe doesn't exist right now. Not difficult to understand. It's our gift. If you support us, you can do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours could change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Gigi, and she's got a dad. They don't live together. She's 31. He will still take calls while she's with him and minimizes, defends, feels insulted when she brings it up. Is that about right, Gigi?
That's right.
So what you want to know is what? How to silence his phone or what?
Sorry, what did you say?
You want to know how to silence his phone?
Or throw it out the window? Yeah. Or?
Yeah, I do.
What's the basic question then?
Well, I just want to know how to have a healthy relationship with him. And I don't even have a desire to be with him, but I want to try to have some kind of relationship with him without feeling angry and grief over him.
All right. Okay. So let's start with you, Alice. What do you think? I mean, what does she need to do here?
Gigi, I think there are a couple of things in your power that you can do to, at the very least, take care of yourself, but hopefully to influence your dad in the long run. So one is to to give him reinforcement for all the time he does give you his undivided attention, even if it's very brief, but letting him know, Dad, I feel closer to you when you give me your attention like this. Thank you. These last 10 minutes have been fantastic that we've been able to talk. I really appreciate it. The more you can say that to him, the more you may have a positive influence to increase that amount of time. But you also may need to take a step to guard your heart and let him know, Dad, when you need to take a business call, because I know you still need to do that, I'm just going to step away when you do, and I'll come back after a couple of minutes. But that's, you know, that's hard for me. So I'm just going to step out for a breath of fresh air while you're doing that. And the last one is, I don't know that you can be with him without feeling some anger or grief at this point. But a way to get to a healthy detachment, I think, from his continued behavior is to be able to grieve it with healthy people in your life.
Yeah. There's not many reasons why I'm angry with him, but this is one of the things that's come out. Sure. He has a very impulsive, addictive behavior, and he has he always wants to be with us. I have stepped away when he's done that. And
Gigi, have you let him know ahead of time that you are intentionally stepping away because of that?
Don't think I did.
I think that might be important to let him know. Dad, I understand you can't do what I've asked, which is to not take calls when we're together. So I need you to know to take care of myself so that I can keep getting together. I need to step away.
Yeah, you know, Jeezy, in Genesis, it kind of has the answer for us here, which is that we're supposed to leave and cleave. And anytime a parent of an adult, you're an adult, he's a parent, can create great anger and grief within us and sadness, it tends to mean that there's something we have not left yet. We haven't done the leaving we need to do and the cleaving to God's healthy people that love us and reparent us and grow us up. So that's your signal that there's work to do internally, the signal of not only what Alice said about grieving, but also replacing and also moving past and also getting out of a state of needing really anything from him. You really can't go to a trough that's empty and drink from it. And so you do all the things we're talking about. Alice has got some great suggestions. And if he just kind of decides, no, it bothers me and it's not important, then what you do is you realize he's not going to function as my father because you're already 31, and I'm going to let him go, be a nice person to him, but I've got other people in my heart and soul that will help me to be a grown-up. Mm-hmm. Work on leaving and cleaving. It'll take the pain away.
You know, I had a great-grandmother. I was...
A great-grandmother or a great-grandmother?
A great-grandmother that dipped snuff. And it was disgusting to be with her dipping snuff because you go, gosh, you know, how does a woman get over the age of 90 and she's this disgusting thing and all? But nobody would say to her, you have to stop that because it makes me sick to see that stuff dripping down your lips because you don't even have any sensation in your lips anymore. You can't tell. So everybody,
your nerves are cauterized.
Yeah, so everybody had to accept that's going to happen if you go see your great-grandmother. And it was okay. Mm. Once everybody adjusted to it. And I think
here's what's available. We'll do crossword puzzles. That'll be fun, yeah. But the other's not going
to
happen.
And she's going to do some things that are disgusting.
Yeah.
And I just think you're going to have to get to that same place. I am expecting he's going to take calls, and when he does it, I'm going to actually maybe even put a smile on my face, mm-hmm. not react like I normally do, and that may cause him to stop and think, oh, that's different. Mm-hmm. And make him more aware of what he's doing than needing to defend what he's doing because you've just considered he is one of the most uncaring, insensitive people to his daughter. And that might be why he feels so alone and needs to take every phone call that comes through. It's just another way to look at it. And I think grieving the dad you want lead you to accepting the dad you've got.
So this is why you don't like me to do stuff at dinner time?
No, I don't.
I never knew why you reacted that
belching
way.
Also. Belching also. Not pleasant.
Okay, so, I get it.
But look, everybody's got something. And most likely, if that something rips through us, and we're an adult now, and it's apparent, there's work to be done so that it doesn't rip us so much. I'm sending you Take Your Life Back, because that's what that's all about. I hope that that will be a blessing to you. New book I'm looking at, Leading from Your Gut. We'll talk about that in a second with Dr. John Townsend.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Alice Benton, and new book. You got this couple of weeks this is coming out, Leading from Your Gut. A lot of us lead from childhood or lead from a brain.
Or our little toe.
Whatever, yeah. So, gut, all right? And it really is, I mean, there's something about, like, we talk about a woman's intuition, but you can develop intuition.
This oh, my goodness, yeah. I hate it when people say, well, women are intuitive and men are rational. Yeah,
no,
there's probably
on.
Some edges there, but this is about how anybody who wants to be an influencer can be logical and rational and also highly intuitive.
Yeah.
So it's about developing that.
You know what I hate? The Bible says that, you know, a man needs to be respected, and a woman needs to be loved. But have you ever met a woman that, yeah, I don't care anything about respect, just love me? Or have you ever met a man, yeah, just respect me, but I don't need this love stuff? I mean, it's not the whole thing.
I was going to say, there's, and it's, this is a hotbed.
Yeah.
But there's this one passage in Ephesians where you do get that. And there's,
right.
But look at the whole of Scripture.
Right.
There's so many other passages about how each side needs both. You don't make a whole
right.
theology on three verses.
Yep. And so it's the whole counsel of God where a lot of folks are missing it. There's a hole in their advice because they don't have the whole counsel of God. All right, let's go. Why don't we talk with, Lindsay, Tacoma, Washington, KGNW. You're listening to New Life Live. Really glad that you are. Hi.
Hello. Hi. I appreciate you guys. I just recently got Dr. Mylan and Kay's book on how we love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My husband actually bought it for me, and after listening to it, I really identify with the pleaser aspect, and I can see that he's like a vacillator. But what I kind of had another epiphany about today, like this morning, is that I'm treating my daughter like I treat him. And it's causing problems at her daycare. And I don't want her to end up like me.
Oh, gosh. This is painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like, the more I'm thinking about how I ended up this way, I realize, like, I have an unhealthy attachment with my mom. I told her when I was 3 that I would never leave her till I was 35 because my sister tried to run away when I was that age to go live with my dad, because my dad had divorced my mom like 6 months after I was born.
Okay. So you learned, the pleaser learned how to take care of grown people and give up her life thinking she's helping. You learned that from a very early age.
Yeah.
All right.
And I wanted to get married when I was 5.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I had that intention. And I probably, when I was young, I probably dated over, 25 guys or more. Probably. Well, I know I added it up one point in time. I had kissed over 100 guys.
Okay.
So all now you see that you're doing this with your daughter. Give us a question that we can answer. This is very painful for you. What's the question?
I want a resource to learn how to parent her better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've been really resistant to go to counseling with my husband, and I blamed everything on him because he's so loud when he's upset. Like, he's trying to, you know, get my attention, and he tells me I'm cruel to you because I want you to pay attention to me and you're not paying attention.
Okay.
And so I finally told him recently I was willing to go to counseling, and so I wanted to know if there was, I guess, what do I do from here now that I've, like, had this epiphany? I'm willing to take some responsibility.
Good.
And
good. Because, you know, Lindsay, I heard this little question about you want a resource for parenting. But to me, you in counseling, that's the resource. There's not, I mean, we can give you, I'll send you Raising Great Kids, and that's going to help you. But you're on the right path. But, John, I always, and I think I've asked you one time, I asked you, okay, so I'm going to go see a new counselor. What would be a great first question? But so can you give her, you know, from what you've heard, maybe a way to get into the counseling that might be most effective, like some opening statement or question for the counselor or something like that?
Yeah. Lindsay, any competent therapist would be well helped by you to start off with you being as vulnerable as possible. It's when people come in trying to, like, you kind of play the two-shoe shuffle game. Like, I'm really okay, but I'm not okay. And it takes, like, you know, 6 months to kind of get the reality. You're already very tender and very raw. And hold on to that piece and come in and say, I've been terrified and frightened. Here's what happened. And I gave all my power to men. And I now don't want to – I see the future with my daughter, and it tears me up. And the more negative reality and raw, unedited reality you can bring in, the quicker they will be able to help you. Love what you're doing right now. Would never want that for you, but this is how the therapist gets help to help you.
Yeah, and, you know, Lindsay, I would just say this. The less negative about the husband,
the less blaming,
especially in that first session, so he'll come back, and the more, this is me, this is my experience, then I think the better the outcome. Any tip for her as she pursues?
Yeah, Lindsay, we hear what heart you have for your daughter and fear also. But I do think you're in a great place, as the fellas are saying here, because there is power in your humility.
There you go.
You are giving an incredible gift to your daughter, and there are 3 ingredients that I'm already hearing. You are imperfect. You're aware of it. and you're seeking healing to become better. To allow your daughter to have that example, Lindsay, that's a better gift than if you didn't have all these imperfections, because it wouldn't be realistic to be a perfect mom. So your daughter is blessed and lucky to have you as a mom. And as you go forward and you continue to make mistakes as a pleaser, you confess it. And by that example of being humble, even with your daughter, and asking her, would you pray for mom? Because I'm struggling to do X, Y, and Z. Pray for me, would you, kiddo?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no better gift I think you can give your kid than what you're doing right now.
The hardest thing in the whole thing, Lindsay, is going to be, it's got to be more about you than your daughter. Don't go in saying, I need a resource for a daughter, because then you're going to miss getting the healing you need at the deepest level to help her. It's about you. You got to be a little bit selfish in your counseling.
Yeah. All right.
And we'll send you Raising Great Kids.
Raising Great Kids coming your way. And I can't tell you how many times in counseling, I've told folks, Misty and I, we have a dance lesson, go to lunch, and then we go to counseling. And it, you know, as much as we've been doing this, I still get this, okay, Steve, but what about your experience? Not your opinion. Not your thoughts, your experience. And so then I'll say, you know, trying to be really good. Well, I was thinking, no, let's don't start that way. All right. Okay, so it gets better.
I had a guy one time, a CEO was working with us. Yeah. That, you know, his board sent him and his wife sent him because he just wasn't a feeling person. I said, let me see how bad you are. I said, what are you feeling right now, Sam? He goes, I feel like it's 10:30. I went, oh, we've got work to do here.
All right. He started with, I feel.
That's half the battle.
All right. Let's go to Bill. Stanford, Connecticut, listens on Sirius XM, satellite radio, channel 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you today? First of all, I want to say I am a recent graduate of EMB this weekend, or last weekend, in Ashburn.
Yeah. Hey.
And I want to tell you.
You went to every man's battle. Yeah, tell us.
What an awesome experience that was, boy. I was very scared, nervous, panic attacks about going. And when I got there, I stayed the night before. I met my roommate. As soon as I met him, he was a godsend. We bonded. We bonded to a group, and Jason was awesome. Mm. Everyone was just awesome there, between the spiritual connection with God and ways to overcome your addiction and your problems. So I thank you guys. You guys are truly a blessing.
Super.
And you're going to be on my list of charities to provide for, especially for scholarships, because everybody who's struggling with this, if they don't have the money, they really need to attend this. It is a godsend. So I thank you guys for all your work and your support in this area. So
thanks, Bill. What's going on?
So I guess my question is, my story stems back from pornography usage. I've pretty much cut it out 3 years ago. There's been problems within my relationship. I had problems looking at women where I've got caught a few times with my wife. So I guess the whole thing is I'll cut this short because I know you guys say get to the question. I attended the conference. I got a lot of good tools, but my wife's trust is shattered.
Hold on. We're going to go to this break. Yep. We're going to help you with that, rebuild that trust. You're listening to New Life Live.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Bill. Dr. John Townsend's in the studio. So am I, with Dr. Alice Benton. And we're going to be in the studio another couple hours. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. But Bill went to Every Man's Battle, told us about his great experience. But Bill, ask us the question about building trust.
Yeah. Well, like I said, for many years, my wife, what happened is with the porn, it came up in conversations. We were having some problems, and she knew a wife whose husband did it, and, you know, he told her wife it's no big deal, and she's, like, telling me the story, and I sort of, like, brushed it off. I didn't really comment. I'm like, oh, it is what it is.
Yeah. Oh.
So that basically planted the seed in me where, you know, about a month later it came up again, and, you know, I confessed to that and told her that I've been doing it for a while, and I pretty much gave it up about 3 years ago, and it's not part of my life anymore. But that and a couple other things was the trigger that the trust was broken, because I was always perceived as the all-American dad, the great husband, the perfect guy, and, you know, inside there was something else brewing. So all the hurt and the trust in my wife is there, and, you know, her battle is in her mind. That's where her battle is. So I guess my question is, I'm starting to read Worthy of Her Trust, and I bought Rescued for her, but I don't know how to give it to her or what's the right way to give it to her. And I was going to ask Jason when I was there, but we were kind of, like, entangled in other things. And then my other question is, I know you have the Restore Conference coming up in November in Ashburn, Virginia area, and Intimacy of Marriage coming up in July. We are having intimacy problems as well, and it's both of those workshops I'd like to attend. But if I attend Intimacy before Restore, is that going to be an issue? And then any other suggestions you could give to me to help me, you know, deal with her and try and help her to build up her trust and just to heal from all the damage that was done throughout my, you know, years of stupidness.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just start and say my experience is if you could go to the intimacy thing, if that's do what's coming up next with her while you're on this path. And then if she'll go to Restore after that, that would be a great thing. But when you go to Every Man's Battle, you've kind of learned how to stop and start to build some character. The intimacy and marriage thing actually was created. The original thought was, we need to help guys learn to reconnect. And I just think your willingness to do that and desire, we're going to help her with a lot of stuff, and then she can finish that up at Restore. But I'll turn it over to John here, but I just want to say this. That trust building is not a thing that occurs in weeks or sometimes even months. It's a long-term project. And the guys that are willing to see it that way are the guys that end up not angry, frustrated, and messing up there. John, your thoughts?
I'm really glad for what you've done, and it was a courageous thing, and Steve's right. Here's the path in short that I think, Bill. Fall on your sword a lot. You're going to have to give up your rights for her to trust you, her rights for her to see your point of view for a long time, which means you're going to have guys supporting you and praying for you, and you're going to have guys when she cuts off and just doesn't want to be close to you or whatever and doesn't want to listen to you, You have to have guys do windshield talks where you, they're supporting you. Because your stance with her is going to be a little bit like what we talked about in an earlier part of the show, if you were listening to it, where there was a similar situation, where you're going to have to say, as soon as you can, honey, now that I'm back and I'm working all this stuff, I feel like it's time to know how this has affected you, and I'm going to shut up. And I'm not going to clarify, excuse, show you perspective. And there is, you can't overreact. It's impossible for you to overreact because I'm just going to listen. And she may take 2 hours, man. And she needs to if she needs to. And it's your job to be empathetic and get it and take notes and say, tell me more. And how did that feel? And that must have been awful. And then you go back and fall apart with your buddies. And you have to do that over and over again. And that even won't create trust, but it will create a bridge so that it's possible to trust. That's what falling your sword means.
Okay. You got a quick thought because we're almost out of time.
Sure. Bill, when I have worked with couples that are in similar situations, a pitfall that I see over and over that goes to what John was saying is that the man gets so excited about the progress he's making, and so he can get very defensive when his wife gets triggered and upset and calls him out on
something.
You
don't see all the stuff I'm doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when he said fall on your sword, I really want you to take that to heart and use her doubt and her questioning. Look at it as an opportunity for healing the damage that you have caused. So I want you to show her proof by your behavior rather than telling her proof of how far you've come already. Yeah. That lastly, the research shows that it takes about 2 years for healthy attachment to build in a good situation when all this damage hasn't been done.
Yeah.
So please be patient with her.
All right. Now, Bill, you've got that. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible, and I know they give you the Life Recovery Bible when you graduate. But I think you're going to like this Bible, and I appreciate the things that you said, and I hope that this is the beginning of some great healing, and I hope to see you in Washington, D.C. We're doing that conference July the 20th. You know, John mentioned falling on your sword. A lot of us men, I tell you, we're ready to change, and we're going to fall on a thumbtack, not the sword, you know? And we think, boy, look at that. Look what I did. Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But sometimes the Bible calls us literally to die to self. And it is a falling on the sword experience that begins a resurrection that can only be done by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit in redemptive relationship. And if you're struggling in any area, we want you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and get some help. That's what our folks at the call center are there for. Now, I got to ask you to help us support this ministry. We were told by our biggest broadcaster, we got to do a little bit more, got to do better. One way that you could help us is to join Club New Life. When you do, you get the entire 8 books in the Arterburn Wellness Series. And we've had such a great response.
Isn't that a redundancy? Arterburn and wellness are just kind of the same word for me.
I've heard it oxymoron. No, so redundant is great. But, you know, understanding and loving a person who has a narcissistic personality disorder or somebody's bipolar or borderline, all these things are addressed here in this 8-book series. That's our gift to you, along with you're the only one that gets access to the video library. We've got anger, grief addressed on those videos, trauma, comfort circle, hope, your brain with Dr. Amen. So many great stuff that you can see, and you only get it as a benefit of Club New Life, $30 a month. Now, we also need your support, maybe a one-time gift this summer to help us not slump in the summer, which is often the case. And we'll send you Making Peace with Your Father, kind of a Father's Day preparatory kind of thing there. And
I'm going to put some more in, Steve. I'm moved.
Thank you, John.
Especially with the summer coming, I'll put some more in.
Well, you're a great support, and we want folks to get in touch with what you're doing, too. And I'll come back to that. But anyway, if you want to come on board with John and the rest of us, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and whether it's the one-time gift or it's getting a part of being a part of Club New Life, it really does make a difference. Now, if you want to know any information about John, it's Dr. Townsend, drtownsend.com. You can find out about how to get a coaching and kind of a new emphasis in your life on leadership and stuff, or a full-on accredited degree in the Townsend Institute. And you find that at drtownsend.com. 1-800-229-3000. Two more programs. You come join us. And the number, if you need help or you can help us, is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I hope you're going to have a great day. If you don't, you know, it's kind of your fault. I mean, really, you've got to get over these little things. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.